भगते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट 18 कन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन नारदा and Vyasadeva. Rupam Bhagavato Yattan Manak Kantam Suchapaham Apasyam Sahasotaste Vaiklavyad Durmana Iva Rupam Bhagavato Yattan Manakantam Suchapaham Apasyan Sahasotaste Vaiklavyat Durmana Iva Rupam Bhagavato Yattan Manak Manakantam suchapaham apasyan sasotaste vaiklavyad durmana iva rupam bhagavato tyantan manakantam suchapaham apasyan sahatotaste vaiklavyat durmana iva yatan manakantam suchapaham apasyan sahatotaste Vaiklavya Durmana Iva Stam Manakantam Suchapaham Pastam Sasotaste Vaiklavya Durmana Iva Rupam Bhagavato Yattan Manakantam Suchapaham Apasyam Satotaste Vaiklavyat Durmana Iva Rupam Bhagavato Yattan Manakantam Suchapaham Apasyan Satotaste Vaiklavyat Durmana Matajis Dukla Bhagavato Yattan Manakantam Suchapaham Apasyam Sasotaste Vaiklavyat Durmana Matajis Rupam Bhagavato Yattan Manakantam Suchapaham Apasyam Satotaste Vaiklavyat Durmana Iva Rupam Form Bhagavata of the Personality of Godhead Yat as it is Tat that Manak of the mind Kantam as it desires Sucha Apaham vanishing all disparity. Apasyan, without seeing. Sahasa, all of a sudden. Utaste, got up. Vaiklavyat, being perturbed. Doramana, having lost the desirable. Iva, as it were. The transcendental form of the Lord, as it is, satisfies the mind's desire and at once erases all mental incongruities. Upon losing sight of that form, I suddenly got up, being perturbed, as is usual, when one loses that which is desirable. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. That the Lord is not formless is experienced by Narada Muni, but His form is completely different from all forms of our material experience. For the whole duration of our life, we go on seeing different forms in the material world, but none of them is just apt to satisfy the mind, nor can any one of them vanish all perturbance of the mind. These are the special features of the transcendental form of the Lord. And one who has at once seen that form is not satisfied without anything else. No form in the material world can any longer satisfy the seer. That the Lord is formless or impersonal means that He has nothing like a material form and is not like any material personality. As spiritual beings have an eternal relation with that transcendental form of the Lord, we are life after life searching after that form of the Lord, and we are not satisfied by any other form of material appeasement. Narada Muni got a glimpse of this, but having not seen it again, he became perturbed and stood up all of a sudden to search it out. What we desire life after life was obtained by Narada Muni, and losing sight of him again was certainly a great shock for him. Rupam Bhagavato Yattan Manak Kantam Suchapaham Apasyan Sahasotaste Vaiklavyad Dormana Iva. The transcendental form of the Lord as it is satisfies the mind's desire and at once erases all mental incongruities. Upon losing sight of that form, I suddenly got up, being perturbed, as is usual when one loses that which is desirable. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Hiranjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to His lotus feet. So herein, Narada Muni is praying that seeing the transcendental form of the Lord, all material desires go far away. All incongruities go far away. This is the nature of Krishna consciousness. Krishna is divyam. He is transcendental. And therefore, when one comes in contact, even by seeing Krishna, by hearing Krishna, by remembering Krishna, one also becomes transcendentalized. One also becomes spiritual. So much so that devotees of the Lord, because they are engaged in the Lord's service and seeing the Lord 24 hours in a day, pure devotees of the Lord, have nothing to do and have no desire, no desire whatsoever within this material world. That is the real stage. Nirmama, nothing is mine, and nirvana. Nirvana means coming to the stage of no more desire in this material world. Once one has seen the transcendental form of the Lord, it's stated in Krishna book, I think it's Radharani praying, One can no longer be attracted by any man with a mustache. You've heard that? Huh? Except for you? Oh, Rukmini. Rukmini said. I could. Sorry. This is the nature of Krishna consciousness. That Krishna is so attractive. He's all attractive. And so fulfilling that anyone within this material world is so inferior. In this material world, a husband, a man and a woman try to get together, form some union, husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, to increase their happiness and decrease the loneliness and the suffering. And Bhagavatam tells us, Sukhaya, Dukamokshaya, Kuravati Dampati Kriya, Tato Nivritir Apraptir, Dukasyacha, Sukasyacha. That a man and woman plan to live very happily by uniting a beautiful situation, so many nice weddings in the material world, even in the spiritual world, or in the devotional world, I should say. But Srimad Bhagavatam states that although they plan to increase their happiness and decrease the suffering, material life means my suffering increases and my happiness decreases. This isn't me. Although I kind of agree with that. This is Srimad Bhagavatam stating that although you plan by material movements to increase happiness and decrease suffering, on the contrary, suffering increases, happiness decreases. Of course, if one is 100% Krishna conscious, this doesn't apply. But if we aren't pure devotees of the Lord, this even applies in our community. That when we try to increase our sense gratification, we try to increase our profit, we try to increase our adoration, we try to increase our distinction. On the contrary, our profit decreases, we've all experienced time to time. Our adoration becomes sunk, and our distinction becomes extremely indistinct. This is the nature of the material world. We strive for popularity, and what happens? We become unpopular. Constantly. Someone's big in music or acting or in the material world, so big, and someone comes out and says, yes, they were abusing me. And you become a derelict, no longer adored, but hated by society. Someone tries to become big, even in our devotional community. If we're striving to become distinct and adored and a profiteer, we've seen that pride comes just before the fall. I think that's a Western or Christian saying, but Prabhupada also would say that. So we have to be careful in the performance of devotional service that we're happy just by doing the service. As was stated, I think, by Amala Bhakta Swami, you have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you're not entitled to the fruits of your activity. Never consider yourself to be the cause of the results of your activities, and don't be attached to not doing your duty. Bhagavad Gita states, means that we can do our duty, but it's not like we've done something fantastic, or we should be honored because we chanted 16 rounds, or we did some puja, or we did some distribution of Krishna consciousness. Of course, Krishna sees. Srila Prabhupada sees. Vaishnavas see. But we should always consider ourselves fallen and useless. Srila Prabhupada gave that class. Here, I think in L.A. it was. I think it was when they installed, is it? Rukmini Dwarkanath. Rukmini Dwarkadish. Prabhupada said, I am fallen, rotten, I have no good qualifications. And he started to choke up. This is the mood of the devotee. I can't do anything wonderful. But on the other hand, in this material world, everyone thinks they're very wonderful. They're scholars, PhDs, experts, master's degrees, and so many. Srila Prabhupada said PhD means pilot higher and deeper. That was Srila Prabhupada. You can imagine what he's referring to, piling higher and deeper. And there's a story Srila Prabhupada tells. Once upon a time in Bengal, there was a boatman. In Bengal, to get from one place to another, the boatman would carry people on the Ganga. To go along the Ganga, and there's so many cities. Even today, people still follow this route. Boatman was a simple man. He knew his science of boating. So one day, a British scholar, in those days of occupancy in India, the British were very arrogant for some strange reason. And I think still today, but we won't discuss that. Please forgive me if you're from England. The British scholar got on the boat, and he was bragging, he was a braggart, about his education. My dear boatman, do you know the science of astronomy, by which one can understand the stars and the heavens above? And the boatman, being a simple Bengali man who was just trying to support his family and do his work, said, no, sir, I'm not knowing this. And the scholar said, then 25% of your life is wasted. Then the scholar asked, as the boat ride went on, long boat ride, my dear boatman, do you know the science of algebra, by which one can calculate the hypotenuse of the triangle? Something, he was asking. Some science. And the boatman was like, sir, I'm not knowing this. I'm sorry. 50% of your life is wasted. He went on another science that he had become expert in. And the boatman said, no, I don't know that one. Then 75%. Life is wasted. As they're going a little further, long boat ride, the boatman says, my dear scholar, do you know the art of swimming? Because there was a storm brewing. The boat was rocking, raining, thunder, lightning, danger. And the scholar said, well, no, I've actually never learned. And the boatman said, as he jumped into the water to escape the storm and the boat tipping, then 100% of your life is wasted. Prabhupada tells this story. Maybe I told it a little different. But the idea is, if you don't know the science of Krishna, if you don't know that Krishna, Stu Bhagavan Swayam, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are His humble servants, not looking for any recognition, like the boatman, doing our seva, not looking for any glory, just doing our simple seva, being happy in the seva, in the service. Then, if we don't know these things, then whatever great quality we may have, Srila Prabhupada states, is just so many zeros. Bhagavatam says, what is that verse that even that you have all these mahaguna, all these great qualities? Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatiya kinchana sarvair gunastatra samasate sura harau abhaktasya kuto mahadguna manoritanasati davato bahi. Bhagavatam states that even though one may have, materially speaking, great qualities, you may be an accomplished manager, you may be a great investor, a big accountant, a fantastic organizer of special affairs. If you don't know the science of Krishna, then your life is wasted. So in our Krishna consciousness movement, we're not looking for just doctors. Of course, if a doctor, lawyer come, thank you very much. Here's some documents. Can you please work on these? Hey, doc, this person's sick. Can you put Drudha Karma has come back from India. Can you please help? He can't stop coughing. Of course, they can engage in Krishna service. But we are looking for devotees who will dedicate themselves, life and soul, to Krishna. And then they do the needful. Just like in the early days of Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada needed so much help for typing his books and for editing his books and for printing his books, running the BBT. People were coming that had no experience whatsoever in these fields. Just like Savas Prabhu, he joined, he was 20 years old, 46 years ago, 45 years ago. We'll wait to celebrate when it's 50. He had no idea how to run a big organization, how to manage. I don't think. I didn't know him until he joined. We joined about the same time. He had no understanding. I had no understanding of accounting or sales. I think I was the treasurer of my class in high school, somehow or other. It wasn't because people just thought, he'll never steal money. I don't know why they thought that, but he's honest, something. Had no training in these fields, somehow or other. Savas Prabhu, due to his devotion, to Rukmini Dwarkadish, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is able to manage huge organization. He wasn't trained as a CEO. He didn't read books on how to become a temple president, a regional manager of BBT. I don't think those books, do they have books like that? We haven't seen them. But because of love and devotion, Krishna says, I carry what they lack, I preserve what they have. For one engaged in devotional service, I give them. Tesam satata yuktanam, bhajatam pritipurvakam, dadami buddhiyogam tam, jainamam upayantite. Bhagavad Gita states that for one who is engaged in devotional service, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. I give them the understanding how to do particular service, how to work with the congregation, how to preach Krishna consciousness. None of our pujaris, I don't think, were hairdressers or stylists before they came. Baninath, you're a hairdresser? Clothing, what a fashion designer? But you will find the greatest styling for Rukmini Dwarkadish, Jagannath Swami, Baladev Subhadra, and Gorni Tai. I don't think anybody was a fashion designer. When you're 19, you don't really study fashion design, or management, or cooking, for that matter. Devotees were asked to cook in the kitchen, open a temple, do the cooking, deity worship, and because they were dedicated to Krishna, they opened the temple. They tried. There was no book. Okay, now you do this. Now you. No. Here's open the temple. Preach. Go out and chant. Distribute books. Make people Krishna conscious. Jaina Kena Prakarena. Somehow or other, do it. Srila Prabhupada would oftentimes say, do the needful. So, this is our position in Krishna consciousness. We're not trying to become some great scholar or great manager or stylist of any sort. We're trying to become servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And whatever we're asked to do, whatever seva we're asked to do, we do it. They asked me to do a month or so ago a hair cutting ceremony out in way South Bay. I had never done hair cutting ceremony, nor did I study it very much. Maybe a few car blessings, a home blessing, lost your spouse, bless your house, or got a new house, bless you. Anyway, house blessings, but never hair cutting. So I looked up on the internet and it was not clear. So I chanted, prayed to Krishna, and in the car on the way there was Ayatota Prabhu. And he said, you do like this, you do like that, I'll cut the hair, you say a few words, slam bam, and glories to Prabhupada. And the people came up. There were 150 people. The woman, the mother was American. The father was Gujarati. So there were like maybe a dozen or two dozen Gujaratis and over 100 Americans that were friends of the mother, blessing the two-year-old child, who was very good during the ceremony. And all the people came up, my God, priest, that was such a good ceremony. I'd never done before, and as they say in my country, I was winging it. What country, I can't tell you. But because we are dedicated, because we dedicate, all of us, our lives to the Supreme Personality, Krishna gives us the intelligence by which we can come to Him. I came to the temple in Seattle, 1973. And I had done some carpentry work for about 3 months. I was involved before joining the movement. In the summer, I was on the crew that breaks up the highway and parking lots. I forget what they call it even. Yeah, it was the drill people. And I was one of the drillers. And that in the afternoon, after we drilled up this huge area, we would take the asphalt. Yeah, it was asphalt. And throw it in a truck. So the temple president in Seattle said, what have you done in your life? I said, well, I did some, I couldn't think of what to call it. So I said, carpentry. So he said, oh, perfect. He said, can you please fix the, I think it was the prasadam room window. It's a little cracked. I said, okay. So I went into the prasadam room. First day in the temple, I was thinking, should I ask somebody and just appear stupid, or maybe I can see if there's some black tape and I can tape up the broken parts of the window. But someone said, you know, here, I'm going to go to the store and pick up the plate glass, take out this, and then you can put in the new plate. I said, because I was taught, Jai Prabhu, Jai. So they came back, and that first sheet never made it to the glass window. Cracked in several pieces. They went and got a second sheet. I hate to tell you, it's a true story. On the third try, we actually succeeded. A few of us put our heads together and saw this can't be that difficult. It's not that hard. But we had never done it. We prayed to Krishna, and Krishna, in the third try, let us put the window. Of course, Sukadev was extremely upset, but I had given some donation when I joined, so he figured he'd take the payment of the window out of that donation. So Krishna carries what we lack, carries what we have, and provides what we lack. Carries what we have and provides what we lack. If we just become good servants and devotees of Krishna, then, and keep Krishna in our heart and in our mind's eye constantly, then gradually, we become very happy. We're no longer interested in this mundane world or mundane pleasures, and we'll be qualified to go back to the spiritual world. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Mm-hmm.